FM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, Dave, it's so good to have you on the call this morning. I was so excited when Vance said I got to do this because, boy, does that take us back a long time?
Long, long time. Good memories. Long, long time. And, you know, Shar, if it wouldn't have been for network marketing, well, you and I probably would have never met.
You are so right. You know, what I'd like you to start with, Dave, since you are... I don't want to make both of us feel old, do I? Let's say a legend in network marketing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, you know, we did you had some experiences at the very beginning, and I would love to have you tell your story about your kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even about what happened with your wife, and Ellie, and your daughter.
Okay.
At the very beginning, just however you'd like to say it.
Okay. Well, I will, Shar. And hello, everybody out there in Mekin land. In the 1990s, Allie and I found ourselves living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, raising our two little girls. She was working for a Christian children's video production company as their marketing director. And Allie and I, we were both broke and sick. You know, there's one thing to be broke, and there's another thing to be broke and sick. And Ellie wasn't feeling well, and we were raising our two little girls. She could hardly sleep. She had some really stressful things going on in her physical body. Met Vance Rogers in Tulsa, and he happened to go on a mission trip, just ready to go on a mission trip when I met him. And he lent us his mattress pad. We slept on it. It changed Ellie's life. I mean, it changed her physical body almost within 2 weeks. We knew within 48, 72 hours that this was really something. We didn't know what it was. We were, for many years, were in nutrition, the biochemical parts of our physical body, but we didn't know anything about the electrical system, what is called the bioelectrical system, which incidentally is the real cutting edge of medicine today. And so anyway, Vance went on a mission trip. He lent us his mattress pad, and Ellie got really good results. And so we kept it for a while until he came back. He also gave me his mag set. And he just gave me his mag set just to see if my feet would feel better or I'd have more energy, not even thinking or relating it to the kidney stone. Well, within a very short period of time, I went to the restroom at the Marriott in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was there for a weekend seminar of some kind. And lo and behold, when I went to the restroom, I passed the kidney stone. Never knew I had. Normally, they would. I knew they were coming on within about a month or so before they would pass. And so I thought, oh, wow, this is very interesting. And I didn't relate it to the MagSpec at that time. But I bought a pair because I felt better and I liked them. So I kept them. And now for the last so about a year later, I had a really small incident, not large, not big, with a kidney stone. But for the last 20 years, I've never been bothered with kidney stones again. And, you know, Shar, at that time, they had these bumps on them. And I really believe in foot reflexology and all your nerve endings, your organs end up at the bottom of your feet. And so what I connected the MagSpec with my kidney stone later was that when I had kidney stones when I lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I would go to a foot reflexologist. And she was an older lady. Her name was May, and I would go, and she would massage my feet, the bat of my feet, and when she hit the area where my kidney was supposed to be, down at the bottom of my feet, I hit the ceiling because I knew she was right on top of it. She massaged around it, and she would always help me pass kidney stone. Most of the time, a couple times where I had to have surgery, and so what I related to was these little bumps on the mag set that were just literally not only massaging my feet, but they were also massaging my organs. And I forget, and we so often forget that magic steps are much more than just feet, and they're just much more than finger strength or arm strength when we do the steps. They're, you know, they're stressing the whole body, and I really began to really appreciate them and have worn them ever since. And we bought a mattress and slept on that mattress pad for the last 22 years, always advanced it to the next new one that Nikang came out with. And another reason, or another way I found out that it was so beneficial, is when I started going on the road to do Nikang and doing meetings, and I would sleep in someone else's bed, or I would sleep in a motel room or something. I couldn't wait till I got home and lay in my bed, and one night's time would take that stress out of my back again, relax it, and I got up, would get up the next morning as a new person. And so we really became believers in magnetic energy, and every time Nikang comes out with something, including the water, that's magnetic energy, the air, you know, Nikang is a magnetic energy company. And that's how we got started with Nikang, Char.
You know, there was another piece of that, too, that I definitely did not realize what was taking place. It just fell into order, and that was how there was actually a team at work during this whole thing when it began.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, we didn't have a system of teamwork laid out. It just fell into place. Stephen B. laid the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
He did the beginning of it. And then Vance came in and followed up with seeing that you had the product and got that part taken care of. Ruth and I did some of the launching of it when we, you know, got a hold of you and worked on it. And then you simply took off, and that was it. And yet the teamwork that we talk about so strongly now was just automatically taking place.
Yes, absolutely, Char. And I believe, and there was a lot of follow-up during that time before I would try the product. Stephen knew that I was in another company prior to Nikang, to the top with us, sold that business, and then moved.
Okay, so we got the teamwork in place, and you had this incredible background with network marketing already.
Did you mute or something? There we go. Yeah, okay,
right.
Sure. Yeah, I'm in an area where I do cut off once in a while, but I think we'll be okay here, so.
Okay, we, you know, we had something else going, and I still think about it so strongly today, and that is we have literally, in our field, we have no competition.
I know.
Nobody has come out with a magnetic sleep system. Nobody has come out with a sophisticated line of products that we have with the technologies. And, boy, do you think that sets us apart from other people?
Oh, absolutely, Char. Absolutely. When Stephen was recruiting me, I wasn't necessarily really actively looking for another network marketing company, although I had gone to the top with the first one that I was with, and was with them for about 20 years and really enjoyed that experience. We sold that business. So when Stephen was recruiting me, I, as you know, being in a network marketing business and being successful for 20 years, you know that when you get out of it, everybody else in the network marketing industry knows about it. So I was just bombarded with just literally, I think, tens and 20s and 30s of different companies out there. And so I had to ask myself, you know, because Stephen tried very hard. And bless his heart, was a very good friend of mine. He passed on to be with the Lord some time ago. But you're so right, Char. When you and and Ruth started reaching out to me and started sharing with me some of the stories, and Dennis even came to visit us in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so I began to take a more serious look at NECAM, and you're right. We are the foremost authority on magnetic energy products. To my knowledge, there's no other network marketing company has this magnetic technology. And what excited me at that time, even at that time, is I was very excited about nutrition. I had spent 20, 25 years in it, and really good nutritional products, and it benefited our health and everything. But no one ever told me about magnetic energy, and that is one-third of our body is bioelectrical. And as I said before, it is the cutting edge of medicine and health and wellness today. And I am so surprised that a network marketing company has not tried, maybe they've tried, but they have never been successful in marketing magnetic energy products as a health and wellness company.
And a runner up with far infrared too, can we throw that
yeah.
in?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Char. And so so we virtually have no product competition. You know, a lot of companies have tried to get me involved. A lot of people, you know, they were all nutrition, skincare, you know, all that kind of stuff. But there's hundreds of them out there. Hundreds of them. And the competition is unbelievable. And so when I saw what NECAM was promoting, and it had to do with health, otherwise I would have never been interested, then I really got excited that we had something that nobody else had in network marketing. And so there's virtually no product competition in the network marketing industry with us, or even in the health industry out there as far as these kind of products being sold. You know, you can't get a good magnetic mattress pad unless you buy it through a NECAM wellness consultant. And, you know, another thing that really got me excited was they have this human being more training for every wellness consult. And now it's free. You and I, Char, had to pay $200 or more to take it. And it is powerful training, but now it's free. And they promote the five pillars of health, the mind, the body, the family, society, finances. So their philosophy is something that I never, ever, and to this day, never found anywhere in another company. They have a little piece and a little puzzle of health, but what about whole wellness, whole health? And as hard as Ellie and I work on our nutrition and our eating, when a part of Ellie's body was breaking down because of there was something wrong with her electrical system. We didn't change our diet. We didn't change our nutritional program at that time. We just started adding some magnetic energy to our physical body. And that's what was missing slowly over these years. And Char, I think of a lot of people who are taking nutrition and they're still having knee replacements, hip replacements. I mean, that is huge today. And I really believe that is one third of the physical body that we need to pay attention to. And thank goodness NECAM is in the forefront of all that and gives us the best products available.
And then we throw in what has taken place just in the last few months about restructuring the whole plan that we are running with. And I know that every time it doesn't matter who it is that's strong in network marketing, when they pick up something that's unusual and different, there's still going to be a part of their personality that comes into it. And this is where I want you to go now, if you would, please. And that is to how you're putting this into play with, you know, I hate to call it a system because we don't really... But we need some kind of a way of delivering it in our style to a degree. It doesn't mean that we're not following the structure or the layout of it. And I know you'd be the first to admit that because that's in place by the company. But still, it's got to be a little bit of what we are that goes into it. So would you tell us about what you're working up? How you're laying it out?
Yeah, I will, Char. And let me just make a comment on Nikan's really bold move just in the last couple months. You know, this year, Nikan, probably against all odds, has made what I would consider the boldest adjustment they ever made in the marketplace. And because of that, they have, I think, once again positioned themselves to capture a share of that $500 billion health and wellness industry. Just think of it. If Nikan only captures that 1% of that $500 billion, that's a $5 billion a year company. And the health and the wellness industry is forever growing, and it's not going to go away. It's just going to get bigger. And the magnetic industry, I think, is in its infancy. And so we have so many things where we are the lead in a few of those things that, you know, I always say Nikan is the right timing, it's the right position, and the time is perfect for today. So when I started to really look again at, when Nikan did this, I thought, I'm always thinking systems. When I first got started in Nikan, I came out with what was called the 10 steps to getting started, and still use a lot of that stuff when I'm starting a brand new wellness consultant. But then I began to realize that before I can start somebody, I have to get somebody's interest. And so that was the key that was missing. And so I built a nice organization in Nikan, and then kind of pulled back just a little bit, kind of wanting Nikan to do a few things, and fortunately they did. But when I started reengaging again, I began to put a couple of things together, and I went all the way back to how I experienced Nikan, and that was through the MagSafe. And so I thought one of the best ways, not the only way, it could be, as you said, Char, in combination with other things, but one of the best ways to get someone's attention, not to tell them, because the gap, there's a huge gap between the excitement but the very timid wellness consultant and the reluctant customer or the reluctant prospect. There's a huge gap. You know, very few people come into network marketing to sell something. And so they're not trained how to open, how to close, how to approach, and all that kind of stuff. And so there's a huge reluctance there many times, with the exception of their excitement. And so I thought, okay, what if I could start out a brand new wellness consultant? I mean, I don't have to do this because I can shoot from the hip. My excitement, my personality, I've done that all the time. But all that time that I was building a Nikan organization, Char, I only had one person that I sponsored personally that went to the top. That was in 20 years. And I'm not proud of that record. You know, I went to the top. I became a Royal Diamond, but I only had one other person become a Royal Diamond. And I wasn't proud of that. And I'm the type of person that if something's not working, why not? And what I was doing was not enough. It was good enough for me to get there, but it wasn't good enough for me to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 other people to Royal Diamond, because I really believe that every wellness consultant can be a Royal Diamond. I believe that. I believe that in my heart. That's why I focus on the system that I've developed, and the system that I use is I will just basically ask people, do your feet ever hurt? Would you like to try something in your shoe that would make your feet feel better and probably pick up more energy? Many times they'll ask, what is it? I said, well, Nikan has come out with a magnetic shoe insert that really energizes your feet and energizes your physical body. I don't explain magnetic energy. And I say, try it for 7 days. That's what Vance did for me. Guys, and it created a Royal Diamond for him. And I then would give him just a pair of, I always carry a number of them in my car, always. And if someone says, yeah, I'll try, would you try this for 7 days? No obligation, you don't even have to buy them. Let's just see if they work. You see, what I'm trying to do, not for me, not for a seasoned sales leader, I'm trying to bridge that gap between a reluctant or a very timid, not a reluctant, but a very timid wellness consultant and a reluctant buyer. And, you know, they don't have a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years of product experience that they can talk about. And sometimes that's good. In fact, I think that's better. And one of the things that I like about the M-Stripes, I will always lead with the M-Stripes, because no other company has that very quick response to a product. You take nutrition, and good. It's good to get samples out. It's good to let people try it. It's good to guarantee them, or however people want to do them. But, you know, they have to deal with the taste. They have to deal with, does that make my stomach sick? Or, very seldom do I ever have a reaction to the M-Stripes, a negative reaction, that I have to walk and talk through. Again, going back to the brand new wellness consultants, they can't do that. And so two or three or four of those experiences, they're out of the game. Now we have to go prospect again. We have to go recruit again. And so all the new wellness consultants that I have started since Zecan's new approach, because I love the retail approach, I have used the M-Stripes to recruit. And Char, I probably have recruited more customers just through the simple M-Stripes than what I have. That's been in the last 2 to 3 months than what I have. And I'm going to say this. Than what I have in my 20 years in medical, because I was never after just the buyer. Because I didn't have the buyer, I didn't have wellness consultants coming out of that and leaders coming out of that, because it's a numbers game. And so.
And where have you ever seen a company that the price is back to where it was?
Oh my. And again, you know, when they ask, you know, how much is it? I'm really upfront. I tell them it's $79 plus $79, which includes your tax and shipping. It might be different in another area, but in this area, you know, again, keeping it very simple, so that when that person buys it, I will sell it to them. I will sell it to them, whether it's a woman or a man, at $79. Why do I do that? Because I want to keep it very simple for the brand new wellness consultant. My brand new wellness consultants, when I bring them in within 15 minutes, they can do what I just did with them. With 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, 15 minutes doesn't take a lot of training, doesn't take a lot of education. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that happen with brand new wellness consultants. And this is one of the reasons why I think if that duplicates itself, you see, personality and leadership or strong leadership experience or personality, strong leader personality cannot be duplicated.
That's right.
And if we're not careful, they can leave. And hurt our whole organization if we're not careful. And so this time around, and I am so serious about this, and I'm so excited about what is working for me, that I will make Royal Diamond again, on top of already being a Royal Diamond. I really want to shore that one up, and I will recruit a whole new organization as if I would be a new wellness consultant up to Royal Diamond again within 6 years. Because the numbers work. And these are my numbers, Char. I mean, these are the numbers that I know will play out. If I give out an M-Stride sample 1 week, now, I've also had to calculate that a brand new wellness consultant only has about 10 hours a week, maybe even less, because they're very busy in religious activities, community activities, school activities, home activities, and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to mess that up. And so I want to go after the average, the 90% out there, not just the strong leaders, but the 90% who become leaders when they really see that this is possible. So I give out, and I teach my brand new wellness consultants how to do this, one M-Stride sample per week, And that will net me, I'm actually doing better than this, but that will net me about 2 retail customers per month. 2 retail customers per month net me for 72 months, and that's 6 years. So 2 retail customers per month for 72 months nets me 144 active retail customers. My goodness, if people would only have 10, 20, or 30 in the next 6 years, active retail customers. 2 retail customers per month should net me 2 wellness consultants per quarter. Now follow with me on these numbers. 144 retail customers 6 years should net me 48 new wellness consultants. Okay, according to that formula, 48 first-level wellness consultants should net me 6 first-level platinums, and that's how I make diamond. That's how I make royal diamonds. Now, that figure, I started with that figure. The average royal diamond in Nikkan history has sponsored anywhere between 40 and 50 first-level people the day by the time they made royal diamonds, and many of those didn't go on to do anything. But what if 6 of them became the platinum type leaders? And so those and I call them platinum type leaders because that's how do I find my platinum type leaders? Well, I kind of look for them when I'm out there as well, but a wellness consultant can't do that. Unless they've been in business for a while, I can spot them. I'm most of the time wrong when I do spot them. But this is a way, and this is why every new wellness consultant, if they want to, they can go on to become a royal diamond with a system, not following my personality or my
strength. And what you're doing is you're walking them through the customer procedure without them ever knowing it. We're not talking about the business.
Absolutely.
We are simply introducing customers to the product, and look at the thousands upon thousands of customers you're going to have.
Oh my goodness, Char. Yeah. See, the thing I drew back on, and I had an advantage, Char. I've been a seasoned network marketer for 45 years, and I have read a lot of books on leadership and network marketing and all that kind of stuff. And I don't say that in a proud way, but that was just in my industry. I read there, and I developed skills. And I learned that if you want to become a wellness consultant, you will create income. You'll create a bonus check. Whatever that size is going to be determined on you as to how well you consult out there on the products. But if you want to determine the size of your bonus check, you have to understand and put into practice network marketing principles. Because the size of your bonus check, not your bonus check, but the size of one's bonus check is determined by network marketing principles. And there are principles out there. Unfortunately, most books on network marketing were never written by a network marketer. Most of them were written by leaders. Some of them were. What was John's last name, Char?
John. Oh.
You know who I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'll think of the letter. He had the best, being the best you can be in network marketing. I love this book.
Kalin.
I use it a lot.
John Kalin.
He was a network marketer. He was successful in the industry. And so was Jim Rohn. You know, these two really, really successful. And they gave good network marketing advice that wellness consultants could pick up on. A lot of network marketing books are written from the standpoint of leadership. And I am not looking necessarily for leaders. I'm looking for people who have a big heart, people who want to try the product. Many times, right now, I reach their heart, Char, through their feet. Not through my hand, or not through my head, because that's not a network marketing principle. That's a sales principle. Through my head, how I can open, how I can close, how I can answer questions, and all kinds of, you know, those are sales principles. And those all plays well in network marketing as well, but the network marketing principles are basically hand-to-hand. Here, try something. Anybody can do that. Anybody. But I have to, now, I have to teach my platinums and golds and silvers sometimes to start dumbing it down a little bit. Because, and not to pour water on their knowledge, but somehow, see, the moment we give somebody a NECAN product, we are in training. What are we training? We're training how that person that I just gave that product, if they later want to build this business, what they can do right away.
Yeah, how did you start?
The
question to them would be, you know, how did you start? Did I give you a pitch? I'm thinking of what just happened while we were down at the Coasters last time. I went in and there was a gal that owned a restaurant, and I have a great sympathy for people setting yogurt restaurants.
She
was sitting there, and the last time she wasn't very friendly. And I didn't know what, you know, I had done, and really sometimes we take it personally. And there was nobody in there, and we just started chatting. And the more we chatted, the more fun we were having, and nobody was coming in. She had one interruption in about an hour. You know what? I would have never had that conversation I had. I would have tried to schedule an appointment. No, it was free form. And at the end, she asked for the product. I was just telling a couple of stories and asked her a couple of questions. But did I count that when I got all through as an appointment? You better believe I did, even though
Absolutely.
It wasn't planned.
And she's now waiting
to get the product.
Last week, I gave two people, two different individuals, a pair of M-Stripes. When I went to follow up, they asked, "Me can't have any other products." I said, "Yeah." I said, what are you thinking about? Said, "Oh, you know, my lower back really hurts." And both of them said that. And so I sold them at that time because they were asking. Now that gap between a very timid wellness consultant and the reluctant customer was closed. I didn't have to bridge that. I didn't have to talk a lot. All I had to do was start answering some of their questions. And both of them bought the back wrap and the back flex. $124. So, including the match step, the insight. And so people think sometimes that I'm just out there trying to sell MagSep. No, that's not it. MagSep is my tool to talk about NECAN. But not just mine, because I can be really good at this. Char, you're very good at it. You talked me into it 20 years ago. You know, and Stephen tried to talk me into it, you know, for about 3 or 4 months. It wasn't until Vance gave me a product. Then I began to listen to what you had to say and what Ruth had to say and all that. So I'm a firm believer that people will listen when they feel something much more than what they are told something. You know, we experience that even with doctors. You try to explain doctors how great these products are. You know, they won't listen to you. You let them sleep on a sleep system and walk on inside for a while. You know, you'll get, not I, I won't get their attention. The product gets their attention.
Yeah.
And that is what covers, that bridges that gap. Again, I keep saying timid wellness consultant and reluctant. And I say that because it's extremely important that we work the numbers. We have to work the numbers. So I teach my people 1 or 2 M-Strides a week. And this work is keep good record of that. Work the numbers. And I really teach a lot about the numbers. I talk about the numbers almost as much as I do the product when I'm talking to a brand new wellness consultant. Because numbers will protect that new wellness consultant from the emotional ups and downs of people. You know, a brand new wellness consultant gets 2 or 3 or 4 no's. I mean, like I said, many times they're out of the game. But if they know that regardless of whether or not they're going to yes or no, now I teach them what to do with a yes, I teach them what to do with a no, but regardless if they get a yes or no, if they just consistently let someone try, experience, not even just try, but experience a pair of MagSafts, M-Strides, for 1 week, for 6 years, sharp, I can almost guarantee them that they will be a Royal Diamond. And what's really interesting, when they become a silver, they become a gold, they become a platinum. They don't have to do anything different. It's just the same thing. And this is one of the reasons why sometimes our silvers don't go on, is because we're trying to teach them to do something different, to be better at some things and things like that. And, you know, what I like about the M-Strides, it's very, I tell them it's practice. And you're going to make lots of money while you're practicing in the next 6 years. And I believe that practice doesn't make perfect, but it makes skillful. And I want my person to be as skillful in network marketing as they are in NECAM. And so on their way to Royal Diamond, guess what they'll go through? They'll go through silver, they'll go through gold. If I just push and push and push and push and push for them to get gold, that silver, now it's like they have to start over again to get through the gold. Then we start over again and we push and push and push again. No. Get into that rhythm. Say that. If you have no more than 10 hours a week, I can still get you there. You can still get you there.
You know, and they've never gone through that scary part of hearing you talk initially about the business.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Something they've never experienced or done on their own, because the majority of the people are working for somebody else now instead of independent businesses. Like it used to be, you know, even when we were growing up, it was, you know, so many people owned their own business. Now it's just the other way around.
Right, exactly. And then when we have these customers who are getting these great results with the M-Strides, and then I send out a monthly newsletter to all these customers that are now on the database that you can keep. And I typically send a newsletter out, because I think they will open it more than what they do their email.
Yeah.
And I just send it out. It's not that expensive. And it's a personal touch. See, to me, NECAM is high touch. Yeah, it's high tech, but be careful. We can't lose the high touch, because if we do that, we're just going to be like any other network marketing company. And so they get that newsletter. And then, and every month I highlight a new product. This past month that I just sent out, I highlighted the Jade Greenzymes, and guess what I used, Char? I used the little article that you sent me on what's in Jade Greenzymes and how it's made and all kinds of stuff. That's all I did. It was just one product. And then down in the bottom, I just commented a little bit. If you thought the M-Strides were good, you should try sleeping on this stuff for a while. So I did put a little pitch in there. It was a one-liner. And because I don't want, you know how we used to bug our customers to become wellness consultants, and we would lose customers. And I don't want to do that anymore. But those who want to become a wellness, and right now, I tell you, it's hard to keep them as a customer, because they start thinking of their mom and their dad and their brother and their sister. And then I tell them, well, I can have the 25%, or you can. And then I will... Some of them will want to become a wellness consultant, and then some of the wellness consultants. We have a breakfast once a month for those who want to become a Royal Diamond, not silver. For those who have become a Royal Diamond, the top rank in NECAM, and we already have three or four at our breakfasts who want to become a Royal Diamond, not silver. They want to become a Royal Diamond because I showed them a path to get there. And how many do I need? I need six to become Royal. I need six platinums from a Royal Diamond. And on their way to Royal Diamond, all those people come to my breakfast. They'll be on their way to platinum. And then people underneath them the same way. People underneath them the same way. There is, and I want to wrap it up, Char, in case there's any questions, but I don't want to prolong it much more. But There is a tenth factor. It's called the tenth factor in network marketing. And I'm just going to give, if I may, Char, I'm just going to give one little tip. If they only come on one of my calls, I do a Tuesday evening call, Char, at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and the number is 218-895-0919. 30 minutes, 9 p.m. on Tuesday evening, Eastern Standard Time. The PIN is 41234 pound. And I'm going to explain.
Can you email me that and I'll see that everybody gets it?
Yeah, I will, Char. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Right. But what I'm going to be explaining is the 10th factor. Long time ago, when I understood the 10th factor in network marketing, that's how people can make royal diamonds. Or let me put it this way. If they understand the 10th factor in network marketing, they can reach the top in any company in network marketing. I just think in UCAN it's much easier. And I like the products more. But the 10th factor has to do with network marketing. And and then I will also be talking 30 minutes. That's what my subject is on next Tuesday evening. But yeah, those numbers, you know, I have always believed that network marketing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I don't know why we're always in such a hurry to get someone to silver. You know, I think that's okay. I think it's momentum, the excitement, and energy. But we have to be careful that that doesn't wear someone down, that they can't keep that to gold and the platinum. Because network marketing, I really believe, is a marathon. And I always thought it's best to train my Nuwana consultants to pace themselves as a marathoner, not as a sprinter. The key to finishing well in a marathon, which I call Royal Diamond, the key to finishing well in a marathon is pacing one's speed and their timing. I recruited a really great network marketer recently. Young guy, family, has three children, very active in church, community affairs, loves his job. He's in his late 20s, had a little bit of a burnout experience with another network marketing company. And the thing that sold him on NECAMP, that's how I got to talk to him about the product, because he was a network marketing. The thing that sold him on NECAMP was that all he had to do was spend 10 hours or less a week to get this thing started, and probably no more than 10 hours a week, if he doesn't want to give up anything else in his life, and he can still make Royal Diamond. And now the guy is now becoming not only a believer in the NECAMP products because they're starting to use them, but now he really, I've restored his faith in network marketing, in the concept of network marketing. Because I really believe that, Char, that network marketing is probably the last wealth-creating frontier for the masses to create wealth. You know, I really believe that. It's the 90% that I want to work with. It's the 90% that I want to go on and show them something. And they don't have to be a strong leader. They don't have to have a strong personality like Royal Diamonds normally do. And a lot of the Royal Diamonds came in with that kind of personality. And I think with our products and with our recruiting tools that we have, so you can do the tapes, you can do the raps. But I teach my people to be very good at a recruiting tool, and then teach their people how to use that tool. And then they can start developing other tools as they go along, because I want the fifth level to do within 2 or 3 or 4 months what I just did with the first level. And I don't want to go out there and spend a lot of evenings trying to build everybody's health with silver.
You know, we're already seeing this happening, and when I came back and got on the computer late last night, I realized that having been just 3 or 4 days away, that people were already running with the product, and they're going to come back to me and say, well, gee, I already put these people in as customers. So, wait a minute. How am I going to get paid for this? Nobody's even taken my Social Security number.
Yeah. And now, Char, what we have to do is we have to get that third level, and the fourth level, and the fifth level, and the fifth factor to do the same thing.
They're doing it automatically, aren't they, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. And so, I'm more excited about NETAN and network marketing than what I have ever been ever since I got into network marketing. And that's 45 years ago, because I really believe that that NETAN, first of all, is on the forefront of just really blessing lots and lots of people. And I predict, Char, I predict that there will be 100, 200, 300 royal diamonds popping up in NECAN in not too many years ahead. And I'm really excited about that, because what we need in network marketing to move these products, we need something that's really simple and really basic, and something that everybody can do. Everybody can do it. And you know, I believe that network marketing, and I have a quote that I use, that network marketing releases the entrepreneurial spirit that's hidden within each one of us. The masses, the 90% that's out there, they have an entrepreneurial spirit inside them, and they don't know how to release it. I think network marketing releases that. And then I love what Dennis Williams has said, taught me many, many times. Network marketing is pure entrepreneurialism. He said it is living a few years of our life like most people won't, so that we can spend the rest of our life like most people can't. And I had to think of Bill Gates at times. You know, he used the system. The system, he developed a company that hires 100,000 or more people. And it is his system, how he developed his company and its people and working, 100,000 people working, the system that is his wealth. That's what creates his income. Our wealth is not our income. People say, oh, you make a $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 income. Boy, you must be wealthy. No, that's not my wealth. That's just my income. My wealth is what creates that. And in network marketing, you know, you can create a lot. You can create wealth, or you can have wealth in a lot of ways. Most of the time, it's hidden in your hours, or your talent, your savings, your investments. Or, like Bill Gates, it can be in thousands and thousands and thousands of NECAN wellness people. So Bill Gates' wealth is hidden in a network of people. And if you don't believe me, you say, well, it's just, you know, people say, no, it's a technology. Okay, let's say 100,000 people stop. Let's say that machine stops. What good is his technology? His wealth is hidden in 100,000 or more people. And we can do the same thing in network marketing. We might not have the technological brain that Bill Gates does, but we have people assets. People are hurting.
Yes. And now the company has given us the program by which it can actually duplicate itself once it's put into place. I mean,
absolutely,
there's nothing else that we need to do with the structure that they've got, and with the economy being what it is, and people needing this so desperately.
Absolutely.
The world, it will go global. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Yeah.
It will go global. We won't have to work to make that happen.
Absolutely, and that's why I believe that we have the potential right now, as of 2016, we have the potential for Nitan to once set its sights, and us our sights as well, that we can be a $5 to $10 billion a year company in a few short years, tapping into what at that time would only be 1 to 2% of the $500 billion wellness industry. And so
it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, Nitan has made the right move. And, you know, there's a few people who have left, and I will guarantee you, Shar, they're going to be sorry.
Well, I feel sorry for them in one sense, but at the same time, that doesn't turn my head at all. Not in
no, the no, it doesn't. It doesn't. And I've always said, you know, small trees, medium-sized trees sometimes grow better once you take the, or once the older ones kind of leave, but you can't have all of them leave. But I tell you, there is a whole new crop of new trees growing in Nitan, and I am so excited.
Well, you know, we're gonna have to leave these questions that people have for when Vance gets back, because we are
okay.
At the top of the hour already.
All right.
But is there one bow you want to tie on here at the very end as a word of wisdom to everyone that's there?
Yeah.
One final time.
Absolutely. You know, I just would challenge people to put their sights to Royal Diamond, and not just the silver, not just to make a rank. Go to Royal Diamond. Go to the top. And again, I love what Dennis Williams says, because people ask me many times, says, Dennis, why do you talk about becoming a Royal Diamond so much? And his answer was, obviously, you've never been at the top to see the view. And it is beautiful. And you will accomplish what you focus on. And if you focus on Royal Diamond, you'll just go through silver. You'll just go through gold. You'll just go. You know, go through those on your way. If I go to California, I'm going to go through Ohio. I'm not planning on going to Ohio. I'm planning to go to California. I'll go through Ohio. I'll go through Tulsa. I'll go, you know, on my way to getting to California. And if you do that, I will guarantee you that with this kind of product or this kind of company support and the leadership support, like the Rogers and the Williams and just a lot of other good leaders that are out there, you will impact thousands of lives, just like Bill Gates says. And I believe that for every wellness consultant. I bless every wellness consultant to focus on that. And like I said, you will accomplish what you focus on. So,
listen, Dave, thank you so much to Dave Stoltzfus and his words of wisdom of, you said, 45 years in network marketing?
Yeah, 45 years, and I'm younger than ever. And I am still as much of a student of network marketing as I ever have been when I first got started, and I learned an awful lot through my new wellness consultant.
And that's what's exciting, is the continual learning to me.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I'll be anxious for the follow-up when Vance gets back. He's heading to Mexico, or maybe even in Mexico by now, with a group of teenagers and two or three other adults joining others down there and doing some work for that societal pillar that we have.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And Vance is really good at that. Vance is really good at that, and Char, I want to thank you and Denny and Vance and Stacy, Ruth and Dennis for playing such a huge part in our health at 72 years old, and our wealth. You have made a huge impact in our life, and I want to thank you, Char.
Well, thank you. It was easy when you've got all the pieces to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, goodbye for now, everyone, and we will see you next week. Our speaker is Gisela Stevens, which had a very important part in this also. and her husband at that time, Stephen B. Stevens. So don't miss next weekend. Have a wonderful week, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Dave. Bye-bye for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.